While man wasn't born with the natural ability to fly, perhaps mankind was first inspired to explore the art of flight after watching birds soar through the sky. As we continue examining the skies on this edition of Ozarks, our birdman Joe Neal provides a lesson in upside-down birding.
Nature defied gravity when she created nuthatches. Trees grow from the ground up. Nuthatches walk top down. Yes, she gave us an upside-down bird. Our world was designed as a tidy package, at least in the beginning. There were all those tree trunks, as many as hairs on our heads, and they needed walking. Gravity, well, that wasn't an issue in the design phase. Trees could be walked up. Trees could be walked down. So that's where nuthatches came in. Here are several upside-down birds right now strolling trees in the neighborhood. You may think nature just waved her magic wand back in that beginning, but it probably wasn't that easy. Gravity is not just a good idea, it's the law. So to make a nuthatch that clings to a tree head down, you make them stocky, with powerful toes and sharp claws. This puts serious cling to the bark. I really mean cling, even from underneath vertical branches. With their long, thin bills, nuthatches have a great tool to catch bugs. The idea is that all those ordinary up-the-trunk birds miss hiding bugs. Reversing traffic, our nuthatches find what was missed. Nature is economical this way. Unless, of course, you happen to be a bug. That was a white-breasted nuthatch we just heard. It's the usual one in the Ozarks. It's all over woods and town, all over forests. It seems to be doing quite well. Thank you very much. Starting last fall and all through winter and now into spring, we've had visiting red-breasted nuthatches. In place of a white vest, this nuthatch wears red. Usually, they remain way north of the Ozarks in forests of spruce and fir. But when seed crops fail, they head south in great numbers. We are having such a year in the Ozarks. We may have listeners in the southern Ozarks that have brown-headed nuthatches. It is a common bird in many southern pine forests. Go down to Little Rock, they are coming to feeders. No big deal. More than a century ago, they were common in pine forests of northwest Arkansas and even up into adjacent Missouri. Rapid logging of mature pine forests here led to their loss. Their habitat is probably the fine old pine timbers that frame my house. They have a squeaky dull call, as you can hear in this recording. If the past is guide, red-breasted nuthatches will be gone north before we are done with spring. I suppose they return north on reasonable faith. Surely firs and spruces have gotten back to work on seed production. That's the idea, anyway. With their departure, white-breasted nuthatches will again be sole proprietors of an upside-down world. They ought to have this year's crop of young nuthatches on the wing. Our woods will fill with busy sounds of hungry family groups, youngsters learning the upside-down trade.
Joe Neal is co-author of Arkansas Birds, published by the University of Arkansas Press. His latest book, In the Province of Birds, a Western Arkansas memoir, is published by Half Acre Press.